One of the more controversial questions where parenting is concerned is spanking. We've been spending this week talking about spanking, and now we're going to take on some of the specific questions to do with corporal punishment.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Yes, talking about spanking. You started the week off talking about how it is a controversial topic, but the Bible talks about it. It talks about not sparing the rod, and if you love your child, to discipline your child. Tuesday, we covered the topic about being calm when you're spanking. That's key, because if you're in a rage, you're just going to do a little too much and probably cause more harm than good. Wednesday, we covered the topic of warning the child before spanking and always doing that, even though you've warned them before, they should have known better and all that. And then, of course, yesterday, the purpose of spanking really is to train up the child in the way he should go.
Yeah. One of the things that people will say, well, you know, you say spanking because it's in the Bible. And I had one lady say to me, yeah, stoning's in the Bible, too. Should we still stone? No, we have a legislative system now. We have a governmental system now that actually has answers for that. But God is advising us on how to handle these children that he absolutely adores and he gave to us and formed in their mother's womb. What we want to do as parents is help our children choose. You recap by saying we want to give them a warning. We want to give them a warning so that they know they're choosing spanking. Mm-hmm. If you do this again, I will spank you. Again, I want to raise a decision maker. And so he's deciding. And what happens is the temptation to go touch that is so great that he's got to start dealing with this impulse control. I really want to touch that. I really want to go there. I really want to scream that. I really want to throw this food again. I really want to defy you. Mm-hmm. And so we're teaching him to make this internal decision of, if I do that, I will get spanked. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be consistent with that. So all of a sudden, we've raised an individual who knows that no means no. And we've raised somebody that's going to go out into this world. And no matter what the temptations are, they can run from the difficult temptations. Because it's so controversial and so many people debate it, and because so many professionals are afraid to come out saying that spanking is a legitimate form of consequence for unacceptable behavior for the younger child, 18 months old to 4 or 5 years old, I think they're terrified of it. And we should be terrified of it because people are doing it incorrectly. And because what happens is people aren't spanking because they don't know how to spank, and they end up getting so mad at the child, they're hitting the child, and they can't believe I just hit my child or yanked my child and dislocated a shoulder or alienated my child because I'm so loud or guilted my child. Where, how do we have a relationship there? I want to do something in the life of my child that stops them in their tracks once or twice on the bottom, or that little fat 2.5-year-old hand touching something it shouldn't and smacking the hand when they've already been warned and we've moved their hand away and they do it again. I want to do something that teaches my child to make the right decisions and know that there are consequences for the wrong decisions.
How do you know if you've gone too far?
How do you know if you've gone too far in the area of spanking? Well, I think if you've not done it the way we told you, if you've done it mad, if you've done it yelling, if you've done it battling the child, you've gone too far.
So really, what are some other ways that you can kind of control yourself then? You are furious. It's going to take you a while because it's not just the child.
That's the wrong time to spank a child then.
So, but then how long can you delay this?
Until I'm calm.
What if it takes all day to get calm?
It may take all day. And then if it does take all day to get calm, I got other issues other than that child going on in my life that's making life difficult. I don't want to ever go in there in a rage and spank that child. I don't want to ever do anything when I'm angry because I'm not in control of me. Anger is in control of me. Anger is a reality. The Bible acknowledges it and says, be angry and sin not. It's an emotion, but it can't be in charge of me. It's saying be angry and sin not. It means get control of your anger. And it also says don't let the sun go down on your anger.
Right.
It doesn't mean go deal with the person. It means deal with your anger. And deal with it as quickly as you can. And there were times when I had to tell Tori, go sit in that chair, honey, do not get out of that chair. And, you know, where I realized I cannot deal with this right now. I'm so upset. In those cases, you got to look at your whole life. What did I do to get to this point? This is just a child. So is the child bringing this out in me right now? Am I overwhelmed? Do I have too many high expectations? There's a big thing right now in our country, and it came out from a documentary film on the life of a high school student and the fact that they have no life. and they're constantly under stress. And parents are now weeping watching this film, realizing what they've done to their children.
Wow.
And there are town hall meetings across the country over this. Brit Hume really put this on the map. And as a parent, I can get so stressed out with all this and not realize I'm stressing my children out and not realizing one little infraction and I fall apart. Mm. I'll abuse the child then. That's it. I've just got to calm down. The parent has to calm down and do nothing. Do absolutely nothing as far as spanking or even saying what the consequence will be until we're rational again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thinking time. I've got to choose to think and calm down.
Now, we've had a whole series on choosing appropriate consequences. So if someone listening wants to hear the other side or post-spanking ages and what to do, there's a lot of ideas. You share a lot of them in your books, which you can find online at shfm.org, Sheridan House Family Ministries. Also,
and
parenting.
Cool thing actually happened this week. Who's in Charge here just came out in Polish. We just got our first Polish.
Polish.
I don't even know why I popped that in there. Sounds, I think pride. That's why I popped that in there. Anyway, yeah, we just got a Polish
Something
copy.
You need to deal with. No.
Yes, yes. I'm medicated for that, actually.
But you can find those resources at shfm.org, even parentingtoday.org. And the reason why I'm saying is because there are so many other ideas that we've talked about on this program other than spanking. But what happens then if other consequences, you've tried it on your young child, even spanking isn't a good enough consequence. You really have that strong character of a child that early on.
You have to live in extremes with that child, and you have to be consistent. And the extreme is, yes, every time you directly defy my authority, you will get a consequence, and I have to find that child.
So keep trying different consequences?
Yeah, no, I'd stay with the same consequence. But I have to go crazy in the other extreme. When I find that child actually cooperating for a moment during the day, I have to thank them. I have to pick them up. I have to love on them all through middle school, all the rest of their lives. There is that extreme child.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to decide to live in extremes with that child.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us would like to say, well, we were consistent and it didn't work. And there's a small percentage, very small percentage of children that it doesn't seem to work. But more likely than not, you weren't consistent. And more likely than not, you did it incorrectly. You know, it's the parent that will say, how come I have two barbarians? Or all my kids are barbarians? And I'm going to say probably it's a flawed parental system at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably had a barbarian and a pleaser, but the pleaser saw the barbarian get away and get everything they wanted by talking back and doing that. So why not all of us do it? Or maybe as a parent, I'm outrageously loud and screaming, so why wouldn't the children learn to scream?
Mm-hmm.
More likely than not, I would look at the system that I've got here. And you may have that child that listens to nothing. It's rare. And that child will end up at a place like Sheridan House. But ironically, those children end up at a place like Sheridan House where we are ridiculously consistent, where we live in incredible extremes of some are washing windows this afternoon and some are playing basketball this afternoon. It depends on what your effort, your level of effort. All we want is effort. I don't care about your grades, effort. And parents say, you know, I'd given up hope on this child and now this child's making A's and B's and it's a whole new child. It's unbelievable. Wow. What's happened in the life of this child. You know, part of it is because we've maintained a consistency with this child. Part of it is because we've lived and we let him know, we love you, man. That's why you're washing windows. If we didn't, we'd just say, we don't care what you do. And part of it is because we really quest to lead these kids to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize that God has a plan for their life. But we've got to be consistent with mm-hmm. that child.
What happens, though, when you say it's important to hold a child after he or she was spanked, but if your child doesn't let you
hold him. Yeah. And every now and then, that would be Tori, where she would just be this rigid little machine.
Mm-hmm.
And
hurts, though,
yeah,
you know?
It does hurt, and they're mad at themselves, but they're mad at you. And I'm going to give them a hug anyway, mm-hmm. you know? And I'd pick her up, and she'd be trying not to laugh and say something funny. And, honey, I love you. You know I love you. And I'm going to not let the child control the level of love I'm going to give that child.
But do you just keep loving on that child, or do you also give them a little bit of room?
I think you have to decide. And you have to decide your parenting style. I was all over my kids. I mean, I was all over
them. Even if it annoyed them, right?
Yeah, well, when she was 12 or 13, could I have a little space every now and then, Dad? Sure. But I was all over them, all over loving them and all over holding them. And they would be laughing and they'd be acting sometimes like they didn't want to be when they desperately, you know, I feel bad. So who wants to be around me? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a child who's caused these problems and I want to be around you. I love you. And so I'm going to hold them. I'm going to mm-hmm. love them. And it would be funny when Tori would have to go to bed early and I'd come and lie in her bed and she would lie on a bed facing the wall so she couldn't face me. And I'd rub her a little back and talk to her like we were having a conversation. Where Roby would be just the opposite. He'd pull over the extra pillow and make a space for me. Come on, Dad, lie down here. And your kids are different and you got to know your kids. I mean, I think part of that train them up in the way they should go. There's a thought there. It's not just the way they should go. It indicates I'm going to learn my child. You know,
the way your child's built to
be. Yeah. And the way, well, who is this child and who is that child? And our children are, I like what you said, they're bent in different directions. And so I need to know my child. And no one wants to be spanked and no one wants to spank. No one should want to spank. And so when you find yourself in that situation, reminding yourself that, yes, we did this to get us back on the playing field. It was pandemonium. Now we're on the playing field. And now I want you to know I love you. And I'm on the field of life with you.
What if, and I'm getting a little deep here, but what if you did spank your child a little too much and you would even admit, you know what? I think maybe I was a borderline abusive, if not already abusive. Now here they are, 10, 11, 12, even teenager, and there's this broken relationship. And now what do I do?
Well, I think you start with going after the relationship. And if you felt you did something wrong, you say it. I don't have any
problem. Like you start itemizing what you did wrong?
No, I don't know if you need to itemize it, but I think you at least say to your child, can we go get some dinner? Just you and me. And I think you say, you know, I made some mistakes, I think, and I want to apologize to you. I think sometimes I spanked you a little incorrectly, and I want to ask you to forgive me, and I want you to know I love you, and I want to put this back together. I think we're not only doing that to do that, but we're doing that to teach them how to come back and say I'm sorry, to teach them that relationships can be healed, and to teach them that you love them, and to teach them they're going to be married one day. They're going to make mistakes, so they're going to have to say this. It's all part of the training process, but I need to mean it, and I need to pursue the relationship. I need to go after that relationship.
What if they don't want to?
I think every child wants to. They just don't know how to. There are children that are angry, and there are children that wished it all went away, that wished it never happened, but they do want to be loved. I was mad at my dad for some things that had happened, but I did want to be loved by my dad. I didn't want him to know that, and I wanted to punish him back a little bit.
Right, right.
And so, you know, by coming and saying I'm sorry, and then maybe give the child the opportunity to talk and say, I know I've hurt you, and I know some of the things I've done. Can you tell me some of the things you think I've done? And teaching the child to talk, and when that child puts it on the table, don't debate it, man. You know, first of all, from that child's perspective, it's that. They see what they see. Second of all, I think sometimes you can give some explanations. There's some things you were just flat wrong or sinned. You're flat wrong or you just sinned. And so you have to say, you're right. I'm very, 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 very sorry. Will you please forgive me? I think that's something we don't think adults do. That's what adults are supposed to do. I'm sorry and I've sinned. I mean, I'm sorry.
Do you apologize too when you went too far to even small kids?
I think so.
Even young kids? I mean, that doesn't break that authority.
No, it doesn't break it at all. Don't we want our children to learn to say, I'm sorry I was wrong? Then why wouldn't I role model that? I don't think there's ever a time or ever an age demographic or even an employment demographic. If I'm the president of whatever, I know what's wrong. I need to get down the hall and say, I'm sorry I was wrong. Will you forgive me? I mean, that's what we're told to do.
Right.
And so I don't really foresee anything that would preclude me from apologizing even to a 3-year-old, 5-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 16-year-old, 40-year-old. I think I need to be adult enough and godly enough to be willing to do that. It's mandatory. I think this thing called parenting is very, very difficult. And we've got a lot of things that have been drummed into our heads that are incorrect. And we actually have come to believe what we think. Don't believe everything you think. Process it. And I've got to process it from my perspective through what God says. I've got to get back to what God says and look at it. My training was anti-spanking. And then I had to realize having children, but there are times when nothing else works. But I have to do it calmly. There are children that have been abused. There are children that don't understand what's happened there. I want to raise a thinker. So, honey, if you do that again, Daddy will spank you. Please don't do that again. And they see they made the choice and they got spanked. But then I've got to reach down and reestablish the relationship.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries, wrapping up a week of a controversial topic on spanking. And if you missed part of this series, you can listen to it all over again online at parentingtoday.org. There are also a lot of resources about spanking and parenting in general, even about marriage, that you can find out online at shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries, shfm.org. And we hope you'll join us again on Monday for a new topic and a new week of Parenting Today.